the meal pen.
You go book it or pay it?
That's what you're talking about?
What?
You talking about that, or the milk bucket, or the shed, the milk shed?
Well, any other names for buckets, pail?
Pail.
What's the difference?
Well, there ain't any difference.
Which would you usually call it?
Huh?
What would you usually call it?
I usually call it a bucket.
Okay. What about something you carry food to the hogs in?
Basket.
Feed the hogs in? Well, you carry hogs. In a basket or a bucket, either one, big bucket.
What do you call that bucket where you put the table scraps in to go out and throw to the hogs?
Call it the garbage pail, wouldn't you?
Okay. And something that you fry eggs in would be a
skillet?
Fry egg.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a skillet.
Any other names?
Frying pan.
What's the difference?
Ain't any difference.
Do you ever see a skillet or a frying pan that had little legs on it?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know what they called them, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen them, plenty of them. what do you call them things?
Did you ever hear them called a spider?
I never heard it.
And something you put flowers in.
You mean, would you plant flowers in?
Yeah, well, if you want them in the house, you put them in a
vase.
In what?
In a vase.
A vase.
Okay.
Now, you're going to ask me things now. I don't know nothing about here in the house.
I don't know much about the house. What about when you're setting the table next to each plate for the person to eat with? You give everybody a
fork?
Knife. Give them a plate and a fork and a knife.
Okay, and if you have coffee, you might want a
cup.
And
a spoon.
Okay. And nowadays, if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knife.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go
wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the suds off, she
rinses them.
And what do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish cloth.
Okay. What about when you're drying them?
Dish cloth too. Dry cloth. Drying cloth.
To bathe your face with. You have a
towel.
Or
wash cloth.
Okay. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into something that had a real narrow mouth, to keep it from spilling out, you'd pour it through a
funnel.
And something that people would make from sugar cane around here.
Sure.
Okay, how would they make it?
Well, you took it to the mill and had a mill to mash the juice out. And it went from to the pan and they cooked it till it turned to syrup.
Any other name people would call it besides syrup?
Yeah, they called it molasses.
What's the difference?
Well, ain't any difference. They're both for life.
Did you ever hear them call long sweetening or short sweetening? And when you have the sugar cane and you put it in the mill, and what you've got left, and after the juice is taken out, what you've got left there?
They call that the bag ash.
Okay. What can you do with that?
Well, they didn't do anything with it that I know of, just pile it up and let it rot. That's all I ever know them do anything with.